The following is a rebroadcast of Straight Talk About Money. The market data in this rebroadcast is not current and should not be used for any financial decisions.
We are very fortunate. Several times a year, we have a member of NABE. That's the premier professional association for business economists and others who use economics in their worst place. It's been around since 1959. It's attracted the most prominent figures in economics, business, and academia to its membership with highly regarded conferences. In fact, the chairman of the Board of Governors for the Federal Reserve System, Alan Greenspan, was a member of NABE. And so they do great reporting. In fact, it makes headlines. Their most recent report is out today on the Associated Press. And so we're very, very fortunate today to have with us Timothy Gill. Mr. Gill is the Deputy Chief Economist with the National Electrical Manufacturers Association. In fact, he's been with us a couple of times, so we're really kind of excited to have him back. Now, he analyzes economic conditions affecting the outlook for the electrical equipment sector and its end users, construction, manufacturing, electric utilities. So I like to have him on because I figure that he knows what's going on out there and just in business in general. But he's with us today to report on the latest industry survey report from NABE. Good morning, Mr. Gill. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Mike. I'm doing just fine. Pleasure to be with you again.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you.
Well, you've got quite a report and this morning. So I guess usually I know that you guys kind of like to kind of start out by kind of generalizing the report because you got a lot of different areas to go. How was the report? It looks to me from reading it last night and this morning, things were a little more optimistic across the board. Is that true?
Yeah, I think that's largely true. My take on it is that the report was a broadly positive one. It suggests the economy continued to expand at a moderate pace in the third quarter. We've had something of a dearth of economic data here because of the federal government shutdown for 16 days, but the results of this NABE report are largely in line, I'd say, with the other reports that have recently become available, such as the Fed's Beige Book, the ISM indexes, auto sales, chain store sales, and the like, some of the data that's available from private and federal sources that were not affected. There's nothing in here, in my view, that really points either to a substantial breakout in economic conditions to the upside, but also nothing that points to a worrisome slowdown either. Either looking back over the third quarter, which a lot of this data is focused on, or in the coming year, we have a number of questions asking about expected conditions in the coming year. So, I think for the most part, what we're seeing are indications of an economic expansion that is solid, but not especially spectacular.
So it's kind of like the warm porridge and Goldilocks and the Three Bears, I guess. Let's take payroll, for instance. Your report says payroll gains lost some momentum during the third quarter. That seems to be pretty much in line from what we saw this morning. The delayed September payroll report came out. They were expecting, I think, 180,000. They got in the 140 range. So is growth in that area slowing down? Because obviously this country needs jobs in order to continue to grow and get out of this recession. It doesn't seem like that's happening.
Yeah, there were several positives in the report, but there were a few weaknesses also, and the employment reading was one of the weaknesses. We did see payroll gains lose some momentum during the third quarter. The share of panelists in our survey who reported rising employment, now it was still positive. It was 27% of them had gains in their payrolls, but that was down a little bit from July. And the share reporting a decrease in employment inched up a bit. As you said, that it was largely consistent with what we saw this morning with the September number from BLS, only about just a tick under 150,000 jobs added. Those are positives. We're happy to see 150,000 jobs added, but certainly we would like to see and need to see gains at a higher rate than that. We're still not back up to where we were in terms of overall payrolls relative to the pre-recession peak.
What do you think, and the folks that you deal with in your business, what do you hear, or what do you think it's going to take to get the type of payroll gains that this country is going to need to really come out of this?
You know, I think this is going to just continue to be a slow grinding sort of recovery. You know, I think because of the nature of what, you know, what led to the downturn, a financial crisis, you know, and a financial crisis that was centered on the housing sector, you know, there's quite a bit of evidence that suggests that those are the types of downturns that just take a long time to come back from. So I think this is, you know, not necessarily unexpected, you know, this kind of slow grinding recovery sort of characterized by fits and starts. I do think there are some things that could help smooth the path a little bit, though, and I think probably at the top of the list would be a little more, you know, a little more certainty around around federal fiscal policy. I think, you know, having a better sense of, you know, what government spending is going to look like a couple quarters out, what tax rates are going to look like, and so on, would help ease some of the uncertainty that's, you know, just always pervasive in the economic environment.
No, that's interesting. Yeah, that's interesting. And there seems to be across the board now, not only in the business sector, but in the private market, individuals, the average guy on the street doesn't seem to know what's going to happen. In fact, changes in tax policy seem to be affecting everybody. I was a little surprised. In fact, frankly, I was shocked about the impact of the Affordable Care Act. It seems like the majority of the folks are not expecting any much of anything. I think, what, only 18% were reporting a negative impact. Now, do you think that's because we're so early into the program and that maybe the report 6 months from now may say something different?
It's very possible. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, most panelists, over 80% reported that there was no impact on their firm's employment over the last 3 months. Now, we were asking about forthcoming provisions of the ACA that are due to take the Affordable Care Act, the ACA that are due to take effect on January 1st of 2014. So coming down the pike here, and this was a retrospective question looking back on the third quarter, and as you said, you know, there was a minority, but a sizable minority, close to 20%, who reported a negative effect. And, you know, that's something that matters at the margin. 20%, close to 20% is still a number that can exert a sizable impact. You know, we did ask the panel to look forward and try to, you know, give us a projection, tell us about their expectations for the impact on their firm's employment of the ACA in the coming year. And, you know, we got a similar response there. The share who expected some negative impact was, you know, about 22% there, so a little bit higher. And we also noted that they expect, you know, over time, something of a shift towards relatively more part-time and fewer full-time employees, presumably in advance of the scheduled adoption of the employer mandate, which is set to hit in 2015. So, you know, there are certainly some impacts here, even if they're not as high as we maybe would have thought.
Right. You know, and I guess I think we're going to see that story play out over the next several months. So, but it's here to stay. So I guess we're going to all have to learn to deal with it. Mr. Gill, if you'll just stay with us a few moments, I have a few questions to ask just on the other side of the break. Folks, we've got with us Timothy Gill, chair of the NABE Industry Survey Committee and deputy chief economist at the National Electrical Manufacturers Association. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us. We're having a great show.
The following is a rebroadcast of Straight Talk About Money. The market data in this rebroadcast is not current and should not be used for any financial decisions.
Well, if you're a frequent listener to our show, you know from time to time we have a member of NABE. That is an organization, the National Association for Business Economics. Those are the folks who use economics in their business, and they come out with a report from time to time. They have recently released what's called the Industry Survey. Between September 16th and October 1st of this year, they surveyed 60 of their member economists. Now, most of the survey was finished prior to the government shutdown, so we're going to ask Mr. Gill here in just a moment what impact that means. But the economists that they surveyed work for companies from a variety of industries, including manufacturing, transportation, utilities, finance, retail, and other services. We've got with us today, representing NABE, Mr. Timothy Gill. Mr. Gill is chair of the NABE Industry Survey Committee and deputy chief economist at the National Electrical Manufacturers Association. And we've had Mr. Gill on several times. We really enjoy him as a guest because he distills what can be very complicated economic numbers into something simple for us. And Mr. Gill, what I wanted to ask before the break was on capital expenditures. That's a really important thing when we're looking at in the stock market. We're looking for growth in a company. We're looking to see what their CapEx budget is and whether or not that's increasing every year, because that usually represents optimism. What did the panel see this time about capital expenditures from companies in the United States?
I think the capital spending results were, marginally positive in that, our measure of growth that we calculate out of this survey was nearly unchanged for a second straight quarter. In actuality, it's really held not at an extremely high level, but at a level indicating some degree of growth really over the past 4 to 5 quarters. So it's been fairly steady. Although, again, like so many of these results, not at a at an exceptionally high level. In this most recent survey, the share of the respondents who reported rising capital spending at their firms in the third quarter climbed almost to 30%. That was up a little bit from our July survey. On the other hand, though, the share reporting falling expenditures rose a bit as well. So the two kind of offset each other. Down note, expectations for capital spending over the next 12 months did moderate a bit. That reading declined a bit. Still nearly half of the panelists expect their firm's capital spending to increase, though, not as high a share as we had seen earlier in the year.
Okay. All right. Now, another question that we had here is interest rates. Now, interest rates are going to impact individuals, either through their borrowing costs and their portfolios for fixed income. What is the impact of potentially higher long-term interest rates going to have on the members of NABE?
Yeah, I was somewhat. One of the really surprising results to me was that the panel reported that the increase in interest rates that we saw over the course of the third quarter really had little effect. The panel reported no net impact one way or the other on sales, and I take that to simply because they were up some but off of extremely low levels. But there is some concern moving forward. The panelists did report on balance that they expect some drag from higher interest rates in the coming year. A lot of that is going to really depend on the timing of the taper of asset purchases by the Federal Reserve. It's looking more and more like that's going to take place later, so that interest rate impact may come a bit later rather than sooner, the way things are looking right now.
All right, so it looks like that's been abated for a while. We're gonna push that one off in the future, just like the Congress has pushed their settlement.
That's right. We'll kick it down the road.
Yeah, we'll kick everything down the road. What about inflation? Are we seeing inflation out there? Because I know that's one of the concerns by Mr. Bernanke and probably Ms. Yellen when she comes on board, and one of the reasons why they're considering tapering and hopefully eventually shutting down the quantitative easing is that obviously they put a lot of money into the system, and that's being held, seems to have stopped at the bank level, but there seems to be some real concern now on Wall Street about inflation. Has that spilled out to your membership? Are your folks concerned about inflation?
Not a whole lot yet at this point. The survey's measure of growth in both prices charged and materials costs did climb some from July, but I think that's in large part related to the updraft that we saw in oil prices as the situation in Syria became unsettled again in August and September. I don't think there's much sense that really fed through to broader prices. And at the same time, we actually saw wage and salary cost pressures dampened for a second consecutive quarter. There were very little reports of input shortages, and things like that you might associate with accelerating inflation. And the expectations over the next 3 months suggest that inflationary pressures remain contained as well. So I think that's another one that goes in the category of that's a potentially a problem and something that the Fed is going to have to certainly get ahead of, but there doesn't seem to be an imminent danger of a real spike in inflation at this point.
Have your members been able to push through some price increases? Because we've had a little bit of inflation. Anybody increasing prices out there?
Yeah, there were some price increases. Let me see if I can find the exact numbers. About a quarter of the panel actually reported that their firm charged higher prices over the past 3 months, and only about 2% reported that they charged lower prices. So, certainly at the margin, and again, I suspect that was, some ability to probably pass through some increased energy costs there in the third quarter.
So I've just got a few other questions. We've got a global business market now, and I know that in your industry and the industry of the other members of DABE, you're actively involved in both import and export. What do you see worldwide? Have things settled down now, or are things beginning to grow, or once again do we have that warm porridge we talked about earlier, where things are not really falling anymore, but they're not really moving ahead very very fast?
Yeah, I think it varies by region very much. It appears coming out of a very deep and protracted European recession, although there have been some recent indicators to suggest, well, maybe we're not quite there yet. But I think, for large part, conditions there, at least in the real economy, not necessarily the financial world in Europe, have at least stabilized. So that is something of a help. And China now, after a bit of a slowdown, appears to be picking back up. So I think we may have seen the worst of the impact on trade from slowing growth abroad in the last a couple of quarters, and it might be a little brighter going forward.
Well, all in all, I guess would your assessment be that it was a pretty good report? I mean, it could have been worse, could have been better, but things seem to be kind of slowly but surely moving right along.
I think that's the case. Yeah. I thought it was broadly positive. We'd certainly like to see things moving faster, but I think that might be the nature of the economy we're in right now.
I think you're right. Mr. Gill, thank you so much for being with us again. We really, really appreciate you taking the time, and we appreciate the members of NAVE and all the work that you do. Thank you
so much.
Well, thanks
very
much.
Thank
you.
Have a great day.
You too, sir.
You have been listening to a rebroadcast of Straight Talk About Money. The market data in this rebroadcast is not current and should not be used for any financial decisions.